Good afternoon. The steadiest rain is winding down across interior New York and New England as a warm front makes an approach from the south and west. Skies will remain cloudy, though, for the rest of the day, and temperatures will climb back through the lower and middle 40s, with some places even reaching the upper 40s to around 50 by the end of the day. And overall dampness still, though, with areas of fog and even some drizzle possible. Tonight will remain cloudy with that front making progress to the north. Areas of fog will develop, and it'll be milder, with temperatures only dropping back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Another wave of low pressure will approach during the day tomorrow, but in the milder air, we'll see temperatures push through the 40s and into the 50s. Scattered showers in the morning will be replaced by a steadier rain, perhaps even some bursts of rain or a rumble of thunder in the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England during the afternoon. Behind this system will start a drying trend into the day on Wednesday, and we'll go back to mostly sunny skies. The wind will flip around to the northwest, and while it will not be as mild as Tuesday, Wednesday afternoon's highs will still make it into the upper 40s to around 50. High pressure building in on Wednesday will dominate the weather on Thursday. With that high overhead, we'll have mostly sunny skies and highs, again, around 50 degrees. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a storm system heading in our direction for the end of the week. Right now, it looks like Friday will start out dry, but by the end of the day, that system will approach with another chance of rain. The timing and track of this system will determine if we get all rain out of this or it begins as some mixed precipitation. Either way, it looks like it will start to dry things out for the weekend with temperatures near 50 on Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms for parts of western Kentucky into western and middle Tennessee and northern Mississippi. Low-level moisture will return into the Mid-South and Ohio Valley today with a plume of upper 50s dew points near the Ohio River to the lower 60s in the Mississippi Delta. The increasing moisture coupled with daytime heating will result in moderate instability developing by mid-afternoon. Forcing for ascent will be provided by a mid-level area of energy in conjunction with the convergence along a front over eastern Arkansas northward to the Ohio-Mississippi River confluence, and this will likely serve as a focus for storm development during the afternoon. Deep layer shear of 35 to 50 knots is forecast to be strongest from Tennessee southward. Cellular clusters of supercells and organized multicells are forecast with large hail and damaging winds, the main threats, along with the possibility of a few tornadoes. And Tropical Cyclone Debbie is intensifying rapidly now off the northeast coast of Australia. Debbie has now formed a closed eye, and while winds are gusting up to 125 miles per hour, it is anticipated that winds could reach 150 miles per hour in gusts as the cyclone gains strength right up to landfall. This is set to happen between Mackay and Townsville in Queensland province later today or tonight. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain mid-50s, Boston cloudy with rain and fog in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low, 30, the record high, 78, set in 1998, and the record low, 11, in 1975. Sunrise this morning, 6:46 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:16 p.m., 12 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Still a couple of pockets of freezing rain still possible this morning, but mainly just cloudy skies and rain showers as highs reach into the lower 40s. Cloudy with areas of fog tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a few showers through the afternoon and highs near 50. Cloudy with areas of fog tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with areas of fog tonight, lows in the lower 40s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy with just a few scattered showers left over today and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with areas of fog tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with a few scattered showers left over today and temperatures in the mid-40s. Cloudy with areas of fog tonight with lows around 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with a few showers in the morning, a steadier rain in the afternoon, mid-50s. Mostly sunny, breezy on Wednesday back into the upper 40s. More sunshine on Thursday near 50 degrees. A chance of rain or mixed precipitation Friday in the mid-40s. A leftover shower Saturday morning, then increasing sun upper 40s and near 50 with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.